This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Edge Energy Drink. Go to myedgedrink.com and order the only energy drink I enjoy because it's delicious, smooth, and has zero aftertaste. That's my kind of energy drink. It's the Big O's choice. Make it yours. Get the Edge at myedgedrink.com.
Life is precious, and I tell you this because I read a story, and for those of you that ever find out about something you love to do, you know, not all of us work in something that you love, right? Some of us just have a job because, you know, 95% of the world has a job because they got to have a job in order to survive and pay the bills and all that kind of stuff, right? And I would say less than 5% of the people actually work in a job that they love. And listen, life is precious every day. Every day that we wake up, it is a blessing. You know what I mean? I can look at, you know, the news and see people that have passed away and they're much younger than I am. And I am blessed every day. I tell you guys all the time, every day we open our eyes is a blessing. Celine Dion shared a tearful video telling her fans she's been diagnosed with an incredibly rare and sadly incurable neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome. The 54-year-old Canadian singer says she's always been an open book but wasn't ready to say anything until now. She goes on to reveal how she's had health issues for a long time but finally has the diagnosis, which she explains affects something like 1 in a million people. She says she's still learning about the disease, but it's responsible for all the spasms she's been having, adding that the spasms affect every aspect of her life, making it difficult to walk, and unfortunately not allowing her to use her vocal cords to sing the way she used to. Because of that, it hurts me to tell you today, this means I won't be ready to restart my tour in Europe in February. She notes that she has a great team of doctors helping her, but states it's been a struggle. All I know is singing and what I've done all my life and what I love to do most. I miss you so much. I miss seeing all of you, being on the stage, performing for you. I always give 100% when I do my shows, but my condition is not allowing me to give you that right now. Celine says for her to be back on stage, she has to concentrate on her health and hope that she's on the road to recovery. And thoughts and prayers to her, man. I hope she's able to do it. Listen, and this is coming from a guy that I don't really listen to her music, but I can relate to doing what you love. And to me, that's the part that I feel so terrible for her. One, that she has this, you know, she's been diagnosed with this, you know, rare neurological disorder. But two, I can't imagine not being able to do what you love to do. And those of you that are the few out there that you get to do what you love to do for work every day. And I know for me and Sean, I know he loves this as much as I do. You know what I mean? I know he'd rather do this than any job in the world. You know, and so would I. There's no other job I would rather have in the world than this. Unless I had pipes, maybe a rock singer. Then maybe about the only thing, but the good Lord didn't give me those kind of skill sets. You know what I'm saying? Dude, come on. But anyway, she had them, obviously. Incredible pipes. And I read that story, and it just caught my attention when I saw it. And you don't have to be a Celine Dion fan. You just have to be a fan of humanity. A person who has a heart and can relate. That those of us that get to do something we love every day, we don't consider it work. You know what I mean? And I feel bad for her that she doesn't get to do what probably brings her the most joy ever, which is performing on stage for people. Sad, man. Prayers to her. I hope somehow or another they're able to figure that out.